National Bureau of Statistics says the full-year consumer price index for China coming in at 2.6%. At the same time, the NBS reporting December's inflation has increased 2.5%. That's up from the 2% level seen in November. At the same time, the producer price index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level, decreased 1.9% in December. For more on the latest stats, we spoke earlier with Shen Hong, China Bureau Chief of Dow Jones Newswires.
Well, how much of this can be attributed to policy and how much of this can be attributed to outside factors?
It's a bit of both, but as a matter of fact, although it's well below the government's target, it's not really some kind of an achievement for people to boast about because it was mainly at the expense of a weak economy. GDP growth slowed to the slowest level in over 3 years. In terms of economic theories, you would expect that some kind of benign inflation would actually be good for economic growth.
That being said, the December numbers have come in as well. The CPI for December increasing about 0.5% to 2.5% from the 2% level seen back in November. Consumer prices are on the rise. At the same time, PPI, the producer prices, are going down. What's the explanation here?
Consumer inflation edged up mainly because of some seasonal factors, mainly because of the unusually cold winter that we're suffering right now. This has driven up food prices, especially vegetable prices. On the other hand, PPI, yes, it's been declining, but actually if you take a closer look, the magnitude of decline has actually narrowed in December compared with November from 2.2% to 1.9%. So that does show there's been a bit of a rebound in demand for raw material.
And as far as broader policy is concerned, if the government was planning on adjusting things to try to stimulate the economy a little bit further, such as interest rate adjustments or even a cut in the reserve ratio for banks, would this rise in consumer prices have any impact on policymakers' decisions, do you think, at this point?
Absolutely, Paul. The absolute number itself is far from worrying levels, but it does pose potential risks to more sustainable economic recovery. It basically puts the central bank in a pretty difficult position. As a central bank, it needs to be forward-looking when setting policies. So this kind of uptrending inflation rate will definitely constrain its ability to take more aggressive easing measures.
Shen Hong, China Bureau Chief of Dow Jones Newswires.